Through the month of January already. My, how time flies. And we are having so much fun. Who knows what's going to happen by the time we get to the State of the Union address. Could all be over by then. Welcome to the Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, today was a slew of bad news, and the news just kept on getting worse, and Wall Street was waiting and waiting and waiting for the announcement from the Fed that they were going to slash rates way before January the 29th, but nothing happened. So they got all hissy. Dow closed down 277. It was actually down almost 300 points at one point. Dow closed at 12,501. Yeah, it doesn't seem so long ago. Weren't they all screaming about Dow 14,000? Was that a dream I had? Did the Dow actually get to 14,000? NASDAQ. Everybody was waiting for Steve Jobs and Apple to save the day. Well, they didn't. Now, NASDAQ off 60 points at 2,417. S&P 500 spanked as well, down 35 points at 1,380. All of this stemmed from, obviously, the producer price index, which we'll get into in a little bit, because even though it indicated a 26-year high in wholesale inflation, if they were actually honest about it, it would have broken and shattered all records when we look at the true extent of inflation on the wholesale level, and just wait until tomorrow when we get the consumer price index. That's going to be a whole barrel of fun as well. Outside of that, it was a pretty calm day. You know, we are facing, this is like everything out there, we're in uncharted territory. Completely uncharted territory, especially financially speaking. Anyway, when we return, we'll give you the metals prices and the rest of the story.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
World to change, changing before our very eyes, financially speaking. We are witnessing a financial meltdown of epic proportion, but nobody's really paying attention. With the announcement today, Citigroup. Now, Citigroup is probably the oldest bank in America. It's been around for 190-odd years. It's had its worst quarter in history. Now, when we've gone through other crises, it's pretty much like when we went through the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s. Your big financial institutions were not affected in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, the periphery ones went out of business, but your big guys stood the test of time. And whenever we've gone through contractions, like the contraction in 87 and 2000, your big financial institutions stood there, proud and strong. But this time, we are dealing with these pillars of stability, these old institutions of financial wealth, buckling under the stress. So much so that these giants of financial enterprise are going with hat in hand to foreigners like Abu Dhabi and the Chinese and the Kuwaitis and the Saudis begging for money. I mean, just think what the Abu Dhabi investment group was thinking this morning when they saw those results. Now you have to say to yourself, they must have known that this was going to be bad. But these guys plunked, I don't know how much they stuck into Citigroup, what, $7,500 million. I mean, you got to think about, onto the metals closing. It just amazes me. It's just a constant amazement. Gold in New York closed down $1.30 at $901.30. It was pretty much all over the board today. Had a high of $914, a low of $893. Silver was off 9 cents at $16.25. Platinum was off $14 at $1,581. Palladium was down two at $382. As a matter of fact, there wasn't a green sign anywhere today. I don't think. I haven't looked at the agriculturals. I'm sure wheat and beans and corn all went higher. Currently in Asian trading, sell-off continues in the metals. Gold off $8 at $893.50. Silver off 26 cents at $15.99. Platinum off $6 at $1,575. Crude oil closed down 28 cents to close at $91.62. It was much lower during the New York trade. We are talking aftermarket right now. U.S. dollar currently off 4 basis points at 75.66, and the market's obviously waiting with great anticipation. I say that facetiously. Trust me, these traders really don't want to go to work tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be another ugly, ugly day in the financial markets. It is any wonder. The level of stress, I think what we should give a new term. It's post-financial stress disorder, which is afflicting traders and brokers in Wall Street, well, Washington, D.C. as well, to the point where they are popping pills hand over fist. Well, they've got to do something to alleviate the stress and anxiety. After all you got to do is watch television on a regular basis, and you'll see all those wonderful narcotics that have been offered by the big pharma in order to numb you against the reality of the real world. Big pharma does it to the grunts. Same thing. They numb them to the reality of killing fellow human beings. So it should work for the guys on Wall Street as well. Numb them to the reality of what we're about to face. I mean, this benign report that came out today of the producer price index, as I said, most people look at that. They don't understand what it means, and they think, well, the core rate is holding steady. Inflation's not a problem. but when you strip out all the fluff that they hand you with, let me tell you some of the... Well, some of the cost increases that we've gone through that's not spelled out in the producer price index, because they just bundle all the things together and they give you the number that sounds the best. But if you actually read in the numbers of the finished goods, for instance, finished goods were actually up 13.3% in the last quarter. Finished consumer foods, in other words, the stuff that you buy at the supermarket packaged in neat little packages, was up 9.4%. And you don't have to take my word from it. Just do your own arithmetic when you go to the supermarket. Finished energy goods, hello, that means when you pump gas into your car, was up 51.9%. Materials, supplies, and components that producers use in order to manufacture finished goods. Intermediate food and feeds was up 19.2%. That relates to the stuff that they feed the cattle with. You know, we're trying to save on gasoline, so we came up with this ethanol thing. Well, there's a cost to that. And the cost of that is grains. And the cost of grains obviously affects everything. They also can you believe the FDA came out today and said, hey, listen, clone food is okay for you. Excuse me. I don't want to eat no clone beef, please. Intermediate energy goods up 55.3%. Materials for non-durables up 20.3%. Crude materials for further processing, once again manufacturing, up 59.6%. You see, these are all the increased costs to manufacturing and industry in the last quarter. Now, if you think for one second that these nice industrial folks are going to absorb these increases, you're simply kidding yourself. These increases will be fed down the pike. I mean, as I said already, half and half is $5. That's ridiculous when you think about it. Tomatoes. I mean, I've given up buying raw tomatoes. I buy canned tomatoes. Canned tomatoes are cheaper. Maybe I should do a show on how I'm a very frugal shopper. I clip coupons, for goodness sake. Save myself a fortune. Buy a lot of stuff I don't really need. But you buy one, you get one free, even though you don't need it. But it's a good deal. And you get some coupons where you actually don't even pay anything, and they actually give you stuff. But you end up with a lot of stuff you don't need. But then it's one of those things. You can offset, but I do this thing every week when I go grocery shopping. I figure out what I can get for $100. You know, I mean, you used to get 5 bags of groceries. Now you're lucky to get 2. And I'm not buying Kobe beef steak, that's for sure. Although I'd love to buy Kobe beef steak. Kobe beef steak's very good. And you know why Kobe beef steak tastes better than your just standard New York strip? Because Kobe cows are happy cows. They have a pampered lifestyle. They are raised in gorgeous surroundings. They are fed the best food. The people that look after them care them and stroke them, and they almost become pets, but I don't want to go that far. But the point is, and this may upset a lot of people, but if you treat an animal well that you ultimately are going to eat, it tastes a hell of a lot better than those cattle that you see, especially if you're driving, if you're driving through El Paso, you can smell El Paso before you get to El Paso. And you can, and as you come over the rise, you just, as far as the eye can see, there's all these cows in these pens. You know they aren't happy cows. They're not happy cows. And therefore, they taste exactly what their surroundings are. And this is a proven point. It's the same thing with chickens. The chicken that they serve you in the supermarket, the Tyson chicken, it's yellow. It's got stuff that grows on it that's disgusting. But if you see a chicken that actually enjoyed itself for the few years it was alive, or a few months, it was around scratching in the ground, picking on worms and stuff. They are actually white, and they taste really good. Now, don't ask me why I got off on this tangent when I was talking about financial Armageddon, but anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends. James McMurtry, Can't Make It Here Anymore. Two subjects more than likely will not be given a lot of time tonight on the presidential debates, because nobody wants to talk about it. It's kind of like the third rail of politics. they kicking and screaming towards addressing economic problems that we are facing, but they're going to pretend that it's something that can be solved by a few intellectuals in Washington, D.C. when they get into power in January of 2009. By January 2009, this whole puppy is going to be over, my friends. So no matter what they say, what they're going to do resolve the situation, this is so deeply embedded within the system. There is no way that anybody can resolve this system, and the only way that it can be resolved is through what is affectionately called tough love. And nobody wants to hear what that tough love is. There's a lot of people that know what needs to be done, such as Ron Paul, such as David Walker, and a few other honest people out there, that government obviously and its services have to be slashed dramatically. People have to feel a certain amount of pain. But you see, they don't want to let people feel pain because we've become this, I don't know what we've become. We've become this society of people that we look to government to protect us from the boogeyman and protect us from pain, to protect us from making bad decisions, to protect us in our old age, to protect us from having to deal with poor and impoverished people, to protect us from this, to protect us from that. And obviously, all through this whole process, we've forgotten what it means to be an individual taking care of ourselves and doing the right thing. This is huge. This is massive. And I don't want to, this is not, and I'm not doing this to scare you or to frighten you. I'm just giving you the facts of life that nobody else out there wants to do. Because everybody is looking for government as the solution. As Ronald Reagan said, government is not the solution. Government is the problem. The reason we're in the mess we're in is because of government and government actions. Starting wars that are completely unnecessary. People don't start wars. Governments start wars. The American people have been opposed to going to war since World War I. And it's amazing that so many people just don't understand history or fail to even be curious enough to look into history to find out the causes for why did we go to war in World War I? What was World War II all about? How did we get involved in Korea in the first place? And we're still there 50 years later. How did we get into Vietnam? Oh, yeah, that's right, the Bay of Tonkin. The same kind of stupid stuff that George Bush tried to pull off last week before his Mideast trip, saying that there was an attack on U.S. warships in the Straits of Hormuz. These people were threatening to blow us up. We now found out that it's a guy that harasses shipping in that channel and has been doing so for years. It was all BS. And anybody who's paying attention to this or looks for the truth in this sees that it was all BS. And the rest of the world can see it as all BS. The policies of this administration have turned America into a laughing stock. And if they can't deal with a little country like Iran, or they can't solve the internal problems in Iraq, what makes you think that anytime soon they're going to solve this fiscal crisis, which politicians and Wall Street have been kicking the can down the road for so long, we've come to the end of the road. We can't kick the can any further. And I have no doubt in my mind, when this thing unravels, we are going to see anarchy in the streets. America will soon resemble what we watch on television taking place in Pakistan or Zimbabwe. Some people say, well, that's a bit of a stretch. You know, before America went to this latest stupid military conflict in Iraq, I spent many hours on radio talking about what it means to fight a war and what the psychological impact of fighting a war does to a 19-year-old kid and what America better brace itself for when these 19-year-old kids come back. And unfortunately, I've proven right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Welcome back, my friends. I think we're getting ready for Christmas 2008. And just a heads up to the producer, put a little X on that one. You can take that one out of the bump rotation. We'll be getting you more new bump music in the not-too-distant future. So there we go with that one. As I mentioned before the break, and this, by the way, once again also proves the fallacy of conventional wisdom and how it always amazes me that people put so much faith in polls. To get the flavor, to get the feel of how the majority of Americans think, because then everybody thinks, well, if everybody's thinking that way, then that must be the way to think. But when you see a large majority of people agreeing with something, 9 times out of 10, well, no, I'll go even further. 10 times out of 10, they are absolutely wrong in their decision. Now, leading up to the war with Iraq, there was an 80% approval. The general consensus, the poll said, 80% of Americans approved going to war with Iraq. Now, at the time, being on a conservative radio station, I was an anomaly because I was going against the conventional wisdom of the 80% of people that wanted to go to war, because I said, these people who want to go to war obviously have no concept, no clue, and the consequences of what happens to a people and a country when it invades another country far away. And unfortunately, those warnings that I gave those many years ago are now coming to reality. Over the weekend, the Washington New York Times had an article where they found that they found 120, and this is only what they found. There's a lot more than this. They found 121 cases in which veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan committed a killing in the United States or were charged with one after their return from war. You see, what people don't understand is that the killing of another human being is a very tough thing to do. It's an unnatural thing for us to do, especially those of us that have some sort of biblical upbringing. And so to take a 19-year-old kid from the cornfields of Iowa, to stick him in a boot camp, to demoralize him, to institutionalize him, and then convince him to kill, has always been a major effort on the part of the military. Because they are asking kids to do something that is unnatural. And when you use psychological warfare, which is what they use in boot camps, when you're going through your basic training, because they reduce you to a non-entity. They break you down completely, and then they build you in their mold. They build you into a lean, mean fighting machine. Now, the problem with that is that how do you switch that off when that 19-year-old kid has gone to fight in some godforsaken country where killing has become something acceptable to him just in the course of staying alive? And what happens when he comes home? Is he able to switch that off? And I submit to you, no, they are not. There are some that can do it. There are some vets that return that manage somehow to get back into a normal life as it is, but they are never free from the horrors and the imagery and the smells and the sounds of war. It affects them for the rest of their lives. It is with them until the day they die. And in the so-called enlightened age that we're in, those who obviously promote an agenda of that in order for us to be safe, we have to kill a whole bunch of people, is asinine and ludicrous on its face, and anyone that promotes that or sends, because he is a president, a nation's sons and daughters to fulfill a political mandate should be held up on trial as a war criminal. And everybody else associated with him and everyone else who supported him. Because it illustrates, first of all, that these people have never, ever seen combat, so they don't understand what it is all about. But then when you break it down and you see the reasons for war, it just makes the whole thing more ludicrous. And especially when you look at the financial situation, the thing that has been, if you will, carrying this economy for the last 8 years has been obviously out of control government spending on a war machine that ultimately is going to cost you and your family and future generations a huge amount of wealth. Because at some point in time, somebody has to pay the piper for this. And what we are seeing right now, my friends, is we are seeing the early stages of the crumbling of the empire. There is no quick fix to this one. There is no brushing this one under the carpet or kicking the can down the road any longer. We are seeing major financial institutions imploding. How they are still solvent is a mystery to me. When your major institutions in America have to go hat in glove to third world despots and dictators and beg for financial support, you know you are at the end of the road. It is not only Citibank now begging for Kuwaiti money. It is J.P. Morgan. It is Merrill Lynch. These pillars, these institutions, are effectively bankrupt. How they are still functioning beats me. And now we are dealing with the ultimate financial instrument that will collapse, and that is the U.S. dollar. There are so many red flags flying right now. I mean, talk about not seeing the forest for the trees. You get Moody's last week, and this is a story that nobody paid any attention to. You got Moody's coming out and stating categorically that America's AAA credit rating, which it's held since 1917, could be reduced to junk bond status. There's a few people that have noticed this, most notably Patrick Buchanan. Don't ask me why Patrick sees it. Nobody else sees it. But he sees it for what it is. He saw, obviously, many years ago, as many of us did, that what the ultimate cost of these free trade agreements, NAFTA, GATT, is going to do to the basic infrastructure of America. We have exported the most important building block for any country to survive, and that is the ability of people at the lower end of the economic scale to actually get a job that pays a livable, decent wage in order for them to climb the ladder of prosperity. Those jobs have now gone. They are not coming back. The basic manufacturing base in America has been exported. Granted, some CEOs of corporations did so because of wanting to obviously appease their shareholders and increase the payment to said shareholders, so they moved their factories to cheaper locations. But by and large, a large chunk of these manufacturers left America because of burdensome regulation put onto them by stupid, greedy politicians. The tax code that we deal with on a constant basis, if you look at it, it's 400,000 pages. About 200 of those pages pertain to the individual taxpayer, you and me. The rest of it is basically how politicians either reward or punish contributors to their financial campaigns and pet projects. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And you have these people
NAFTA is a win-win situation.
Even today they are saying this. Half of the people running for president still think NAFTA and GATT is a great thing. Free trade is a great thing. Open borders is a great thing. I mean, it's ludicrous. We are facing the vortex of a financial tsunami that people haven't faced in the history of the planet. We become accustomed to a false lifestyle that is built on credit, and it's all going to disappear. And unfortunately, when this happens within societies, people become very violent. Don't ask me why that happens, they just do. I haven't worked out that psychological aspect of how people operate. But I see so many similarities to what went on in Africa and what's going on in America today. I mean, in Africa, by the way, there's a genocide going on in Africa, and there's a genocide taking place in America, but nobody's talking about it. In South Africa, and I post these stories on my website on a daily basis. I got a story up there today how a woman who had a mastectomy, she had breast cancer, and how that saved her from getting raped. Because the guy that was going to rape her, when he saw it, he didn't know what to do about it. And what's happening in South Africa is all those children soldiers that you've heard about from Kenya and from the Congo and these various other African states that were brought up as child soldiers, they see South Africa now as a target-rich environment. You see, because they were conditioned to killing at a young age, and they feel nothing about killing. And so they go to South Africa, they cross the borders illegally, and they are killing and massacring white people over there every single day. The brutality of the crimes that are being committed are horrendous. And you may be saying to yourself, well, Robbie, that only happens in Africa. That doesn't happen in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Please, give me a break. You should read the crime reports that come out of South Central Phoenix over here about people who cross the border illegally who have no intention of taking jobs away from Americans. They see America as a land of plenty and ready to pillage, plunder, and rape. I mean, we are facing, why did I even get into this subject? Because it's depressing. But it's reality, it's what's going on. And I say it just so that when stuff happens in front of you, you'll be able to understand the reason why it's happening. And this has been going on for years and years and years. The difference now is it's coming to a head. People can't just pass us by any longer. You have to pay attention to it. You have to be realistic about what the future holds and how to protect yourself against, obviously, what ultimately is going to happen when this whole ball of wax unravels and collapses like a cheap suit. And I'm not saying this so that you call up Republic Trading Group and buy gold and lots of it, because I've been telling people to buy gold and lots of it for the last 15 years. But I'm not doing it for that purpose in any way, shape, or form. And the reason why I recommend gold is because it's the only asset that I know has saved people from these very similar type of situations for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. See, because gold, unlike any paper currency or any other financial instrument out there that's only been around for the last 100 or 200 years, gold's been around for 5,000 years, and it has saved a lot of people over that period of time, and guess what? It's never gone to zero. Every financial instrument out there has the ability to go to zero. Every single one except gold. I mean, it's just a simple fact of life. Now, exactly what the timeline for this whole unraveling is, I don't know, but it seems as though we're heading to the precipice at a very fast rate, at an accelerated rate. More than likely, what's going to happen tomorrow, and it's just a guess, I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball, but we're going to get more bad news tomorrow. From what direction, I have no idea. And it will spur the Federal Reserve to implement an aggressive cut, as Ben Bernanke said in his statement last week, and subsequently, that means that they really don't care about protecting the dollar in any way, shape, or form, even though they say we stand for a strong dollar policy. No, they don't. Right now, they're trying to save these financial behemoths that, because of greed and corruption, have not only devastated the lives of millions of Americans, but these greedy bastards have achieved the objective of global financial catastrophe. I mean, the billions of dollars that they've been sucking up these last few years in these subprime fees and derivatives and collateralized debt obligations, I mean, it was all a greed factor. And they didn't care how they got it. Lie, cheat, and steal. And this time, though, they did it out in the open. It was so brazen, it was unbelievable. Even the run-up to this, I was scratching my head. I mean, they were running commercials on TV and radio. Unemployed? No problem. Recently divorced? No problem. Recently filed for bankruptcy? No problem. We'll put you in the rings and give you $10,000 to do.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they are heading for the harbor. I was just a boy, dreaming of the wide world, dreaming of the wide world.
Welcome back, final segment for this Tuesday. Just a quick reminder about the Bob Chapman special. And this is, this is a reality of where we are today.
Called up my supplier, major supplier in the U.S., and I wanted to put in an order for a half-ounce American Gold Eagle suit. Sorry, we don't have any. I said, what do you mean you don't have any half-ounce American Gold Eagles? That's akin to walking into a convenience store and this guy tells you, sorry, we're out of milk. Half-ounce American Eagles, when I went and looked at the U.S. mintage figure since 2000, you know, the U.S. Mint has only minted 500,000 half-ounce American Gold Eagles, so there's no wonder there are no half-ounce pre 07 half-ounce Eagles available, at least from my guy. The 2008s are available, but they're at a huge premium because of the demand. If you're looking for a half-ounce American Gold Eagle bullion coin, you're going to pay $500 for it. So the Bob Chapman special today, we have to revert back to pre-1933 $10 Liberties, which are equivalent to a half ounce of gold. These are in about uncirculated condition, which means that they never technically went into circulation, but because of the rough treatment they've had over the last 100 years in various bags and various vaults around the world, the coins have some what they call bag marks on them, and that's when coins scratch together. And these are priced at pretty much where a half-ounce American Gold Eagle should be priced at. So think about this. Which other gold company out there will sell you a numismatic coin for the same price as a bullion coin? And so while we have stocks available, they are $480 a piece. And if you want to order 10 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you already are getting a free subscription, you can either give the subscription away to someone you think who will need this information, or you can simply extend your subscription to 2 years, which by that time, gold should be trading at around about $5,000 an ounce, and you really won't need the International Forecaster because you'll be well taken care of. So if you want to take advantage of it, you can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And as I've said, the whole financial Armageddon thing that we just went through is not a cause or a reason, and I said that so that you would pick up the phone and call me and buy a product. It's not the reason I did that in any way, shape, or form. I did that because everything I've seen and everything I've read says, the old Boy Scout motto, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Till tomorrow. See you back.
Since 19...